This is the Gibber the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.
Little Walter there, you know it ain't right, but it is right. It's the Gibber the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105, and we're back live on air again, and it's as Tony said, it's a harmonica special. We're looking forward to it, and we've got some live guests. They're just tuning up all their mouth organs outside, and practicing on their ukuleles and guitars and things.
There was a funny ukulele sized instrument that looks like it was made out of steel.
It's a steel ukulele. It's a resonance, you know, steel resonance, right. Ukulele.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to hearing that. Should be quite interesting.
That should be good.
Yeah, we've got Keith and Peter Ellison ready to go, and so we're just going to play one or two 78s before we get them into the studio. Thanks to Tony for a fantastic show, as usual, and here's one for you all to enjoy. Some great, there's two harmonicas on this. Well, you can't get better than that, can you? This is Muddy Waters with All Aboard.
All aboard! Me and old Frisco take my baby away. Me and old Frisco take my baby way. Well, now I'm hoping and trusting she come back home someday. What make people just don't understand? just don't understand. Well, now she gone away and left me for another man. While the train goes round the bend, standing there trembling. While the train goes round the bend, well, I started in the crying. People, I don't have no friend. A working man feels up. A loafer tear them down. A working man feels up. A loafer tear them down. Well, I worked hard all my life. Now you're getting pushed around.
Oh, you can't beat a bit of Muddy Waters, can you? Fantastic stuff there on the Chess record label. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show, Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. And if you want to get in contact with us today, you can do by emailing. That's studio@cambridge105.fm. Or you can text us on 07919 070 490. Now, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Keith and Peter. Hiya, guys.
Hiya, good evening.
Yes, and they're going to be, they're half of the Untouchables. Yes, yes, 50% we've got today, cut price. Well, it's the sale, isn't it? You know, January and all that. To be known, we couldn't actually get a drum kit and a double bass in here as well. So it would have been a bit tough trying to fit them all in. But Keith and Peter are going to do some great blues stuff and some of the songs that the Untouchables do live in their sets, but like acoustically. So we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, Darren's here with me.
I am just about. You've got man flu at the moment.
I've got man flu, and I think Kipper's coming down with it, which is a bit of a shame, because he's actually starring in pantomime next weekend.
Is this the big Foxton Panto? Is
it? Yeah, well, it's Foxtown.
Foxtown.
They call it Foxtown at the pantomime. Yeah, I don't know why. It suddenly becomes inflated. Yeah, he's appearing as Cinderella's cat. In Cinderella.
Has he taken to this?
Yeah, I think he has. Yeah, I think he's the least wooden of all the cast, to
is
be honest.
He?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's worrying.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's at Melbourne Village College. It's on Friday and Saturday, and we're looking forward to it. The Saturday night looks like it's already going to be sold out.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Ugly Sisters is actually the captain of Cambridge City Football Club. So I think all his mates are going to come along on the Saturday night and have a good old laugh. Yeah.
what part are you taking in these proceedings?
I have one line. No, I just don't have time to do big parts anymore. So I've got a small part. That's what my wife says anyway. Yeah. So I'm playing. What's my name? I can't remember now. Rupert Poshbloke.
Rupert
Poshbloke. So the only time I appear is at Cinderella's, you know, at the big ball, the big ballroom scene. That's when I'm on. But Kipper's on pretty much all the time. You know, he likes to steal the highlight.
Is it a walk-on part?
He's on there all the time. I'm pretty sure. You know, he's pretty much always in the kitchen. Getting morsels. He was in the newspaper, apparently. I haven't seen him. He was in the newspaper yesterday, but I didn't see it. But anyway, you know what Kipper's like. Yeah, he grabs all the publicity. Anyway, let's play one more blues harmonica record before we go to our live guests. What's this one, Darren?
This is on the wonderful Bluebird label, Sonny Boy Williamson.
Oh, yes. One of the classics, isn't he, Keith?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And this one says on the label, actually, not licensed for radio broadcasters. Shall I hit the button and let it play?
Go on. Oh, go on, let's play it anyway.
It's Jackson Blues.
When I left out of Jackson, my baby was standing in her door. Now when I left out of Jackson, I rode that M&O. Now my baby likes the Chevrolet, but I believe I'll buy a V8 4. She say, is he too fast to try to hold in the road? While I'm gone back to Jackson, good old Jackson, Tennessee, I can't do no good up here. I've gotten the jeans on me. Yon come my baby, I can tell by the way she walks. I wouldn't know her so well, but I can tell by the way she talks. Now tell me, baby, sweet, now what you want me to do? Think that I can love you and be your little dog. Well, mother told me my father, he sat down and cried. She said, you too young a man, son, to have them many women your size.
Oh, yes. Sonny Boy Williamson's one of the greats, isn't he, guys?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Right, come on, introduce yourselves. I've said roughly who you are, but explain what you do.
Explain. Okay, I'm Keith, surname Parker, and I play blues harmonica with the Untouchables and also sing. And we've got Peter here, who will probably introduce himself.
I will. I'm Pete Ellison, and I play guitar and do a little bit of singing with the Untouchables, but mainly just guitar.
Now, I've seen the Untouchables, I think, 3 times now. Once down at the Big 10-inch, where they were fantastic. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when I first met them. Yeah, yeah, down at the book club,
yeah,
which is the place where Kipper got stolen. Not that night, I have to say, it was another night he got stolen.
Weren't us.
Yeah, we got him back then. Yes, indeed. We went to Aidan's wedding recently, by the way. He got married.
Saw it on Facebook. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was nice.
He's trying to rebook us, actually.
Yeah, does he? You're never available.
We're so popular. He's trying to book us, but we hope to be going back there again. We love that gig.
Yeah, it's a nice little venue. And then, of course, I've seen it twice in your hometown as well. Once for your wedding, and once for your 40th birthday party.
Yes, plus 20, yes. 40th
round again. Yeah. It's a good date to stick.
It was both nights were great. I really enjoyed them, and I thought, good. Wow, we've got to have these boys into the studio and do some stuff with us. So, are you going to play something for us?
Yeah, we'll play a little Walter track from 1952, one of his most famous tracks. This was a throwaway on the back end of a Muddy Waters recording session, but it was his biggest hit, and it's called Duke.
Well, let's have a listen.
Listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Fantastic stuff there. Yeah, half the Untouchables and full sound, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks, guys. And Duke there, the version from the Untouchables, and we'll have more from them soon. In the meantime, let's have another 78. This is Willie Nicks on Checker. I don't think maybe you've heard this, because I might have played it at one of your nights, but this is, what's this one called, Darren?
It's called Just One Mistake.
Let's have a listen.
Yeah, she's so fine and mellow.
was a fella telling you.
There we go, Willie Nicks on the Checker label. And what was that called again, Darren?
That was Just One Mistake.
Just One Mistake. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is the Kip of the Cat Show, broadcasting live from our studios in Guardia Street in the centre of Cambridge. And our guests, half the Untouchables, Keith Thatcher and Peter Ellison. Yeah.
I just mentioned that they've recorded your material on... None of this digital nonsense. Actually, no. On tape.
Yes, it is all on tape.
Analog, yeah. And then transferred into...
In mono, excellent.
It's in mono.
Oh, okay. That's what we like to hear.
We were very lucky, actually.
But then you spoil it all by saying you haven't actually recorded it onto record. It's all on CDs. Where can people get it? Where can people pick up your stuff?
You can get it on the website, which is www.theuntouchablesblues.com.
Theuntouchablesblues.com,
yeah,
right?
One word.
You can there's some stuff on there. You can even go really modern. But we won't mention that here.
Go to Bandcamp. Yeah, you can go to Bandcamp from there and download it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was all recorded in mono.
In mono, yes.
On
done it properly.
Valve
amplifiers and everything.
Well, valve compression. It's all valve compressed, like
yeah.
Fantastic. So.
And you got some gigs coming up?
Yeah, we've got loads of gigs coming up. I think it's really busy at the moment. Next one is next Thursday, which is the Blues Kitchen in Camden High Street.
Right.
Which is,
one of
our residencies there. We play the last...
The fourth. We've got to get this
Thursday
right.
Thursday of the month.
The fourth Thursday of the month.
Which isn't always the last. Sometimes it is. So next Thursday we're down there at the Blues Kitchen.
Excellent.
And the first Saturday of February we're at the Old Fountain in Shoreditch.
Which is
right on the edge of the city.
Lovely pub, actually.
Yeah, it's a really old boozer.
Fantastic beer.
I used to live in Southwick, which is not far away from there. That's quite a long way south for you guys to go, though, isn't it?
Nah, that's okay.
We play a lot in Shoreditch? We play a lot in that. I mean, that's where you saw us as well, wasn't it, at the book club?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
So, I mean,
yes,
we play quite a lot in the east of London.
Yeah. But you're based around Sandy, basically, around sort of the Bedfordshire area.
No, not at all, Hertfordshire.
Oh, Hertfordshire, sorry.
Yeah.
My home county.
We're
Hertfordshire.
Where and Buckingham.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Where is where, of course,
yes,
I was.
That's the posh bit. I come from Welling Garden City.
I see.
Come from
you know, when I was a lad, the cherry tree was the place to go. But it's not there anymore, is it?
It's the actual building is still there. It's probably one of the only old buildings in Welling Garden City that hasn't seen the bulldozer in recent years.
It's Waitrose.
It is now Waitrose Supermarket.
Really?
My goodness! It's hard to think that Led Zeppelin played there in the 60s.
You know, that lovely Hoover building, which is on the A40, that's now a Tesco's.
It is a Tesco's.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Anyway, let's listen to some more 78s. What have we got next, Darren?
This is The Leapfrogs on Excello. Oh,
yes. I like this. This was on one of our 78 on our compilation CDs. And it's called
Dirty Britches.
Let's have a listen. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. Dirty Britches. And that was original 78 by the Leapfrogs there.
Yeah.
I don't think it says who was playing the harmonica on it, does it? Or does it?
It says Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson?
None the wiser about that, but it says Jimmy Johnson.
Heard
on
of
there.
Jimmy Johnson?
And a little bit warped at the beginning, so we strapped a house brick to the arm.
Fine. You forgot to put the half a crown on the arm. Which so I shouted at him, put the money on the needle. And he did it eventually, but sorry about that. Right, it's time, I think, for another one from our guests. Another a live piece of harmonica playing. What are you going to play next for us, Keith?
We're going to do Don't Start Me Talking, which is an old Sonny Boy Williamson. The second track, or Rice Miller, or whatever you wanted to call it. So, don't start me talking.
Right. Take it away.
You'll have to start it. Going down to Roses, stop at Fanny Mae's. Gonna tell old Fanny what I heard her boyfriend said, cause stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Yeah, gotta break up to signify somebody gotta go. Jack gave his wife $2 and I get some market. Goes out on the street, her George stopped and knocked her down. I'm blackened her eye. Get back home, tell her husband a lie. Cause stop me talking, I tell everything I know. Yeah, gotta break up to signify, yeah, somebody gotta go. She borrowed some money, go to the beauty shop. Jim honked his horn and she began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop, yeah, and get my hair socked. Cause stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Yeah, gotta break up to signify somebody gotta go.
Fantastic stuff there. Yeah, yes, indeed. And the audience love it as well. I've just had a message in from Tony. Tony Higgins, he says, a great show, chaps. Thanks very much. Untouchables have just turned the studio into a juke joint. So there we go.
That would explain it.
Don't worry, Tony, the tenor is in the post.
You're listening to Cambridge 105. This is the Kip of the Cat Show, broadcasting live from our studios in Guardia Street. The time is just after 9:30, and we're going to play some more harmonica 78. So that's what we're doing today. It's all harmonica, mouth organ, harp, whatever you like to call it. And we've got a nice bluebird one lined up. What's this one? We on the decks here now, Darren.
This is by Joes Williams, blues singer with the guitar, drums, and harmonica.
Yeah,
doesn't say who's
Big
playing
Joe Williams.
And on Bluebird, of course.
Now this one's a little bit worn, but then it is quite old. It's like 75 years old.
Yeah,
and it's called
Somebody's Been Worrying.
No, it's called Someone's Been Borrowing. They've printed it wrong on the label, amazingly.
Well, the lawyer told the judge, give me a lawyer's fine. Tell a man about the stuff of mine, somebody's been borrowing.
Yeah, somebody's been barred. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Barred that stuff from my room. I woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking about that stuff I had. Oh, somebody's been barred. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Barred that stuff from my room. I didn't get drunk, walk the streets all night. All you gotta do is treat your daddy right, cause somebody's been borrowed. Yeah, somebody's been borrowed. Yeah, somebody's been borrowed. Borrowed that stuff for mine. Play for me, boy. Yeah, somebody's been borrowing, borrowed that stuff for mine. I wanna pull my britches above my knees. Great God, mama, do the German recall. Somebody's been barred. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Barred that stuff for my love. Yeah, somebody's been barred. Barred that stuff for my love. They wanna keep your old daddy from crying. Save a little more of that stuff for mine. Cause somebody's been borrowed. I mean it been borrowed. Somebody's been borrowed. Borrowed that stuff for mine. Look here, baby, don't you be no fool. You got the heavy stuff, mama, you know you can't lose. Somebody's been borrowed. I mean it been borrowed. Somebody's been borrowed. Borrowed that stuff for mine. You drunk, walk the streets all night. All you gotta do is treat your daddy right. Cause somebody's been borrowed. Yeah, somebody's been borrowed. Somebody's been borrowed. Borrowed that stuff for mine.
So thanks to Greg, if he's listening. Thanks for that, Greg.
I'm glad you changed my way of living. This life I'm living ain't no good. Change my way of living. This life I'm living ain't no good. I leave home in the morning, don't come back till the break of dawn. That ain't right. I'll admit that is true. My baby said that ain't right. I'll admit that is true. Thank you. in the morning, and I don't come back till dawn. My baby took me out and said, Daddy, you gotta change your evil ways.
Oh, wasn't that wonderful? Yeah, a bit of Howling Wolf there. Yeah, and that, what was that one called?
That is Change My Way.
Yeah, yes, marvellous.
Yeah. Now, you just mentioned just in passing that, oh, I've played in the Chess Studio. Now, I can't hear somebody say that without asking you, how did you manage to do that?
Okay, well, when myself and Julie, my other half, now my wife, went on one of our trips to Chicago, I decided we had several things on our itinerary. One of them was to visit the old 2127 Michigan Avenue Studios, and one was to visit Little Walter's grave. I'll leave that one for a little bit later.
Yeah.
But yes, the 2120 South Michigan Avenue Studios is now called the Blues, Willie Dixon's Blues Foundation, and it's run by Willie Dixon's wife and his family. And if you want to visit it, you can ring up and you can... They'll open the doors for you and you can go and have a look at the studios. It's been refurbished, but it's been refurbished to how it was in the 50s. So we went along, knocked on the door, made our appointment. Here we go. And we were shown round by Willie Dixon's nephew, Al, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And sure enough, great. And as we walked through the reception, there's a lady on the reception. So we just said hi and we went round the studios and showed round. And it's great. There's some great memorabilia on there, and the recording studio is all still there how it was. They've put it back how it was. They don't get that many visitors. In actual fact, the lady in reception said, ah, you're the second English person or British person we've had this week.
You'd have thought it would have been flooded with people.
Yeah, but it's not. And he said, who was that? Oh, yes, it was Elvis Costello, do you know him? was what she said.
Do we know Elvis Costello?
No. Know him personally, no. But anyway, and so I walked round and it was great. Really, really good. The nostalgia you can feel coming out of the walls. And I said, look, would you mind if I made a donation? Could I actually play a tune in the studio? And you can see them looking at me and going, yeah, okay, right. So I made a donation. And I played, but I've just played Duke in the studios. Yeah. Well, that wasn't actually recorded there, but it was of a similar era. With that, they all came in and listening and tapping feet. I think, okay, that's good. So we carried on around the rooms. And the reception lady, when we went out, we said, thank you very much. And she said, wait. And she was on the phone. She came off the phone and said, wait, I've just rung some people. So tonight... You're playing in Rose's Lounge in West Armitage. And then tomorrow you're playing in, where's the other one? BLUES, which is way out in the slightly suburbs of Chicago. Yeah. I said, what? Yeah, we've arranged it for you to play in these clubs. And I did. I played in these clubs.
Oh,
I played in Rose's Lounge and the... When I went to the other one, I played with a guy called Vance Kelly, who's now one of Chicago's blues stars. He can play funk and disco and all sorts, but he's a blues man of the first order. And the comment I got when I came off stage was, hey, it takes a white boy from London to show us how to play Chicago Blues Harmonica. How do you know how to do that? Well, that's what I grew up doing.
Yeah.
Well, we don't understand. And if they hadn't been outside of Chicago, they didn't understand.
Was it a case of... Back in the day, were you buying the records, or where did you hear this stuff?
When I hear it originally, I heard it. My very first harmonica experience was 1964, when I was 11.
Yeah,
my brother had just bought a record player and some vinyl, and he came home with a Rolling Stones record, Not Fade Away. On it is Brian Jones playing harmonica.
Yeah,
that nice, lovely rhythmic piece. Wow, I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And I went to the music shop, spent my pocket money, aged 11, spent all my pocket money. I want a harmonica and I want to sound like the Rolling Stones. Mm. And they gave me a Larry Adler Chromatic 12.
Which is never going to work.
Played that. Anyway, it didn't work. I couldn't do it. Eventually, I got to find out that it was actually one of these little diatonics. And they sold me one of those and I taught myself to play.
And what's the difference? I've no, our sort of harmonica is just one instrument, but they're all different sizes. Tell us about, are they tuned differently? How does it work?
The instruments we play blues on are nearly always 10-hole diatonic harmonicas.
What does that mean, diatonic?
That's the... We won't go into too... Don't get too technical.
Dee-dee.
We won't go into too... Yeah. It's got 10 holes and 20 notes.
Fair enough. Okay, that'll do.
That's, but it has got... We can get a lot more out of it by learning a bit different technique and giving choking and various different techniques that you can get. So you can actually get 32 different notes out of 20 holes if you try hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other ones with the button on the chromatics, which are full chromatic scale, whereas these aren't. But you can get that. There's nothing that's more expressive than one of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think after all that, you're going to have to play us another song.
Yeah.
We're going to play this time.
In best blues tradition, we'll do a little bit of a jamming type thing now. So okay. We don't know what this is going to turn out like.
All right, this is an untouchable special. Then.
Absolutely.
All right.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105. Thank you.
There we go. Marvellous stuff from the lads, and then followed up by one of Darren's choices, and that was Hootin' Blues by Sonny Terry.
Yeah. And on the other side is Tommy Riley, also playing harmonica, and he did the...
But totally different style. I mean,
completely different.
It's that Hootin' Blues was one of the very few harmonica blues records that was released in the UK.
Yeah.
And they've backed it with the sort of harmonica that you record that you'd hear as backing to Round the Horn or, the Goons.
And that Sonny Terry one, it almost seems to wear it out every time you play it. It's so loud.
It sounds
fantastic.
Great record. And I think a variation of that was used on an advert for Eon Energy quite recently, actually. It was when it was they were showing the wind turbines and the wind blowing, and everybody's hair was blowing about and everything.
That's
yes,
right.
Yeah. It was hooting about. Ah, right, you're listening to Cambridge 105. This is the Kip of the Cat Show. We're broadcasting live from our studios in Guardia Street. And you can also listen to us online by tuning in to www.cambridge105.fm. You can email us if you want to get in touch by sending your email to studio@cambridge105.fm. Or you can text us on 07919 070490. That's 07919 070490, or you can tweet. I don't know what that means, but you can do it by putting @Cambridge105.
And that's
so there we go.
I've no idea how that Twitter thing worked. Not a clue.
Right now, I've got one lined up on the turntable, which I don't think you've ever heard of this guy. His name is Jean Jimet. He was Australian. He was 14 years old. And he was a big star in Australia and came over to the States to record. And he couldn't get anybody to record him. So I think they basically launched their own record label. And he was a bit like, the Les Paul of the harmonica. So he kind of double tracked himself and basically did two or three tracks over the top of each other. And I've only got the one record by him, which I hope you're going to enjoy. On one side, it's a version of...
Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, Riders in the Sky. Oh. But this is the side I kind of like. This is his version of Song of India. See what you think. Thank you. Yeah, there we go. What did you make of that, guys?
Very nice.
Very clever stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, very clever stuff. All sorts of harmonicas going on.
Yeah, it was a whole harmonica band all by himself.
Also, almost sounded British, actually.
Well, he was Australian, so it was close.
I suppose.
Yeah. Right, time for another one from the Untouchables, bits of the Untouchables. Anyway.
Okay, this is very different. We've broken out a new instrument.
Right.
This is the resonator
resonance.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
You don't get too many of.
Yeah.
This is a song called Hot Tamales, which is not one that we play with the Untouchables, but it's a nice.
And we haven't done it for a long time.
Oh, right. So it's a bit of an experiment.
A couple of years, so it might be very interesting. She got them for sale. Hot tamales, they're red hot. Yeah, then she got them for sale. I got a gal, she's long and tall. Sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Hot tamales, they're red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. I mean, yeah, she got them for sale. She ain't got the time. Hot tamales, they're red hot. Yeah, she got them for sale. I mean, yeah, she got them for sale.
Well, they all are. There's another one down to Greg from Foxton.
Yeah, you got new. Like muck when you get old. Yes, good news. Like muck when you get old. I can tell by your shape you look just like a name. You got look like muck when you get old. Yeah, good look like muck when you grow old. Yes, good look like muck when you get old. I can tell by your shape you didn't come no human race. You good look like you get old. Yeah, you good look like a monk when you get old. Yes, you good look like a monk when you get old. I can tell by your hair you look just like a bear. You good look like a monk when you get old. Thank you.
like a muck when you get old. Yes, you're gonna look like a muck when you get old. I can tell by your knees you've been climbing up coconut trees. You gonna look like a muck when you get old.
There we go. That was Robert Hill. You're going to look like a monkey when you get old. And I love that that tomato song.
Tamale, please.
Tamale. Oh, yeah, tamale.
Like hot tamale.
Hot tamale. Yeah. What's tamale?
Sort of Mexican food.
Yes,
isn't it?
Ah.
Kind of
Mexican. Is it thing, like a chili, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a bit.
And like, you know what? I've not heard the original. You say it's a Robert Johnson song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, we know it from Robert Johnson. Not on ukulele, I have to say.
No, I don't think he played the ukulele.
Incredibly smutty words.
I would love to have some Robert Johnson 78s, but sadly I don't. And I don't remember any harmonica on them either. But
no, there wasn't. No.
Ah, so this is a little bit of invention as
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes. That was great. I loved it. And Robert Hill, you're going to look like a monkey when you get old. He had a kind of a very high harmonica on that one, didn't he? Very
yes.
Sort of top of the notes.
The top end, yes.
Yeah, well, we're coming up for some My Babe next, which is a classic record. Willie Dixon, of course. Now, Little Walter, who plays this, he recorded, I think, like 80 tracks within 2 years or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't release them all on time.
No, he was very prolific at one particular time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, some of them weren't released for like years and years afterwards.
No.
After the recording sessions. But this one, I think, is timeless, don't
you?
Do
you want to use this fact of Little Walter
Come
in
on.
Cambridge?
Yeah. Yes, please.
In Cambridge?
Yes,
in Cambridge.
He actually played in Cambridge. At
Did he?
The Alley Cat Club.
Right.
In 1964.
Did he, by Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the Alley Cat?
The pickup band.
Aye.
I can't tell you exactly where that was, I have to say.
But it was
way before my time.
Right.
But I have a friend who lives near me who did actually go to the gig.
Wow.
And he did actually DJ on that same gig.
Wow.
With the proper records, as
yep.
we're playing now.
Yeah.
And he took some pictures of that night, which I have.
Oh, wonderful.
And he actually went down the pub with him after the gig.
How cool
eh?
How cool is that?
That is great. What a great story. Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, this is probably my favourite blues harmonica record. I don't know about
Me
you.
Me too. Yes.
Yeah. Let's have a listen. This is a classic, My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. She do so pleasing, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby don't stand no fooling.
yes. Worn grooves a little bit, but then I do tend to play that rather a lot.
You can tell how worn it is. Look, grey that side, nearly unplayed that side.
Yeah, but the other side's good too. But they're all good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think it's time for another live song from our guests in the studio, Keith and Peter from the Untouchables. What are you going to play for us this time, guys?
Okay, this is a Nat Adderley song. It's a saxophone tune, really, but it's a work song.
Right.
I picked this up in 1966 on Paul Butterfield's album East West.
Right.
Where he plays a fantastic instrumental version of this, which goes into really some jazz tunes on the end of it. That's where I first heard it. And then since discovered it was actually a Nat Adderley tune. It's played quite a lot by various people on the harmonica, but it works. It's
and what's it called?
A work song.
Let's have a listen.
Okay. Rocks on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rock tied here on the chain gang, I trust they don't commit me a crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that one ought to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Committed crime of the needy, a crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man bleeding, or when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Oh, well, I reckon that one ought to get it. Been working, I've been working, and I still got so terribly far to go. Judge say 5 years of labor on the chain gang, you've got to go. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my lady scream, Lord, and no. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. I want to bet one, that's what gonna get it. Been working, I've been working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Thank you.
fantastic stuff. Thanks, guys. That's a great, great, great song. I've not heard that one, actually. That was nice. Very nice.
Good. Glad you liked it.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to play some mouth organ.
Mouth
now.
Organ. Yeah, yes. He never liked the posher terms, did he? He always liked to call it mouth organ.
Yes, yes. Because it was he played chromatic harmonica.
And what is the difference between chromatic harmonica and the ones that you're playing tonight?
You have a full chromatic scale on a chromatic
harmonica. You've got this little button which you push at the side. It gives you the sharps.
Yeah. All right.
So you don't have to suck in really hard to get a sharp.
You just press a button.
Yes, that's it.
You
fair
have
enough.
The black and white keys of a keyboard.
All right.
So it's like playing a piano, but sucking and blowing as you're going. If you see what
sure
I mean.
Sure, it's legal. Right, now this...
So what have we got?
Yeah, this is Larry Adler on Regal's own phone. He also recorded for Decca as well, didn't he?
And Rex a lot. Yeah, well, pretty much everybody, really.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And
he was going for about 50 years, you know, playing harmonica.
He was performing mouthful. Virtually up until he passed away, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, right in the 60s. I remember him on the telly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what have we got?
This is, well, again, another tune that's been recorded by All and Sundry. Here's Tiger Rag.
Right, let's have a listen.
Come on, boy. Hold that dog. Ask that boy. Come on, what are we paying you for? Why don't you hold that tack? Feed the baby. Da, 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 da.
Come here, my dog. Come here, dog. Nice, dog.
Get away, man. Get away. Don't bother. Come on, man. Hug me. Feed the baby, baby. Happy to be ready to be dead. Yeah. To be ready to be ready to be ready to be ready to be ready.
There we go. Yeah, Larry Adler with Tiger Rag. And we're not sure who the voices were. I'm not sure whether it's... Does it say on the record?
All it says on here is Larry Adler, the mouth organ virtuoso with orchestra.
Yeah, because it did sound... I mean, it did sound kind of like Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, didn't it, on there?
Definitely,
Yeah, anyway, so I kind of enjoyed that, did you?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, all right. You're listening to Cambridge 105, this is the Kip of the Cat show, and we're playing a 78 on the original shellac live in the studio here in the middle of Cambridge, and this is how you can contact us.
Text us on 07919 070 490 or email studio@cambridge105.fm.
We are your Cambridge 105.
Yes, indeed. Isn't that very swish? I've got lots of new jingles and things.
Ah.
Yeah, I seem to have lost all my old ones, though. All my things from Mark Lamar and all that. I have to try and reinstall them without them knowing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's have another. Should we have another 78 now? Yeah. Let's have one more. This is a strange one, actually. This is Salty Holmes, isn't it?
It is, and I've mushed about. I've never seen this one before.
Do you know anything about Salty Holmes, guys?
No, never heard.
Never heard of him.
No. Well,
he's one of these. He's a bit like Sonny Terry. No, he's not really. He makes a noise, but he kind of hums the tune as he's playing the harmonica.
Okay.
So this one is this Talking Harmonica Blues? What's this one
this
called?
This is I Found My Mama.
So it's a novelty record. So he plays the harmonica and he pretends to be... Well, anyway, have a listen and you'll see what I mean.
Like to go to school?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to school?
Uh-huh.
You would.
Yeah.
Do you know your ABCs?
Uh-huh.
Do you know any poetry?
Yeah.
Well, honey, I'm gonna teach you one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you follow me.
Uh-huh.
Say, Mary had a little lamb.
La, 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 la.
Its fleece was white as snow.
La, 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 la.
And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. It made the children laugh and play, and made the teacher mad. You love me? Oh, shucks, you're hungry. Well, if I give you a bottle of milk, will you go to bed and be a good boy? All right, honey. But first you gotta get real serious and say your prayer. All right. Follow me again. Say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take. Good night, honey.
Yeah, a little bit crackly, I'm afraid. It does need a good clean, that record.
Get the nail brush out the soap.
I have got other copies. I couldn't find them. But so anyway, I thought it's a bit of a novelty.
Actually, looking at it, it's actually quite a nice copy. It just needs a scrub. It
needs a scrub, yeah.
Adds to the atmosphere.
Like I do.
Yeah.
So, well, I think we should have some proper harmonica playing now. So let's have another one from our guests, Keith and Peter in the studios here. What do you got in store for us this time, guys?
Well, we've got something we sort of stole from a guy called Magic Sam, really, isn't we?
Magic Sam.
It's not really one of his songs exactly, is it? But it's kind of in the style. So.
In the style of, yes.
And what's this one called?
It can be called whatever you like, really.
All right, in the style of Magic Sam.
It's all about love, the usual lost love, etc.
It's a minor. It's a minor blues. Right?
Oh, take it away. Thank you.
your love. Yeah, won't you give it to me? Yeah, all your love. Won't you give it to me? Well, I don't understand, baby. I don't know why you just can't see. All your love. Yeah, don't you take it away from me. All your love. Honey, won't you take it, don't you take it away from me. Well, you know that I love you, baby. Though I don't think you can see. Just driving me
listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Yeah, fantastic stuff there from Keith and Peter. And we've had a message from Julie, who's still awake apparently, and listening to the show. She says it's brilliant, and she says that the Alley Club was actually in Falcon Yard.
Oh, there
in,
we are.
In Cambridge.
She's
so.
Got her iPad out there.
Yeah, yeah. So there we go. That's extra information about where Little Walter was playing in 1964 in Cambridge. Yes, indeed. Right, I think it's time for another 78. What have we got now on the decks?
Again, this is another classic on the old Checker label.
Right. So many of them were, weren't they?
They were.
There weren't many rubbish records on Checker.
No, no, there wasn't a lot.
Not at all.
So what was this one?
This is Bo Diddley.
Oh, yes. Whoa, yes. Yeah, a bit of a classic.
And I'm a Man.
Take it away.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket. Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. A. N. Man. was time. I'm a man. Spell him. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror, my man. Spell him A. Can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him.
Locally owned and operated. Really? Cambridge 105.
Bragging, but understood. Everything I do, I try to do it good. You got to give me some of it, yeah. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, for you give it all away. Now your custard pie looks good and nice. When you cut it, please save me a slice. You got to give me some of it, yes you is. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, for you give it all of me. Wait now, wait, Uncle Fuller. Yes, I don't care if I live right across that street. You cut that pie, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. Boy, you get it all the way. Wait for me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it, for you give it all away.
There we go. That was Blind Boy Fuller there, with Sonny Terry, of course, on harmonica, with I Want Some of Your Pie. which he re-recorded as Custard Pie Blues a bit later on. You're listening to Cambridge 105, community radio in your city, and this is the Kip of the Cat show, where we're playing original 78 RPM gramophone records, crackles and scratches and all, live in the studios here in Guardia Street.
I like it. I've just noticed on that one, actually, for perfect tone, use Columbia needles. We didn't.
That's where we made a mistake.
I know.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that, listeners. I hope you didn't spoil your enjoyment too much. We've got live guests in the studios. That's Keith and Peter from the Untouchables. I've had an email, actually, from Evelyn and Lee. And they say hello to Keith and Pete. And how about Hey Little Schoolgirl? I don't know what that is, what that means. Are you going to play that a bit later on?
Yes. Hi, Evelyn Lee. Yes. Yeah. Hi, yes. We might slot that one in.
They're going to try and slot that one in for you a bit later on. But what are you going to play now?
Well, this is the start of a tune that we always play in our live shows. It's a crowd pleaser, gets everyone going.
Right.
It involves Pete clapping.
Okay.
It involves the audience clapping, and we have all that sort of stuff.
We haven't got much of an audience. All right, we'll try and join in.
It's a bit of a crowd pleaser. It's a harmonica showcase, which I'll attempt to do for you now. We're normally there's
I think need the clapping needs to be a bit further away from the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen then. Take it away. Marvellous.
I always want to go, hi, I'm Whispering Bob Harris. This is the old grey whistle test.
Yeah, very good, lads. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Yeah. Right, it's time for another 78. What have we got on the decks now then, Darren?
This is one on the Philips label. Now, normally when you see Philips, you think, oh, it's going to be Frank Sinatra or something, or whoever. But this is Gene Wetzel.
Jean, I think.
Jean.
Because he's not English.
Oh, okay. Jean.
I think he's either Belgian or probably French.
Looks French to me.
I think he's French.
We'll go with that one.
And he was one of the famous continental harmonica players. And this was his big hit. And I think it was covered by a lot of other people as well. And it's called Le Grisby. Let's have a listen. Thank you. There we go. The Grisby from Jean Vetzer.
I'll get one in a minute. Yes, do another one, yes, in
this, yes. That was it. Was nice, that, actually, wasn't it? Very, very. You're on air, by the way, Keith.
apologies.
It was very kind of atmospheric, I'd say. Yeah, you could imagine yourself in Paris, there on the bankers of the Seine,
glass listening wine to that.
Yeah, so yes. It could be there now, actually, rather than being here. But never mind.
Be still, be cold, whatever.
Yes. Well, we're going to have a modern record now.
It is. This is a Microgroove 78.
Yes, and it's from 2008, and I think it was their first single. This is a group that record all their stuff in analog, using equipment which mimics the Sun Studios. They've got their own studio set up, and they use all Valve in equipment. And it's Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. And their first single, I think they might have written this themselves, I can't remember, but it's called Mean Son of a Gun.
Would be if we queued the right side up.
Oh, I see. He doesn't know what
In fact, is. Mean Son of a Gun isn't actually on that one. It's got Going Up Country and Say You'll Be Mine.
Oh, right. Well, this is not their first single then. This is Going Up the Country, which was almost a hit for them. I think Daisy plays the harmonica on this, and she's very good. Let's have a little listen.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you wanna go? Take you to some place I've never been before. If I'm going where I'm going, where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. Gonna leave this city, got to get away. On the bus and the fire, man, you know I sure can't stay. The baby pack will leave the trunk, you know you've got to sleep today. And just exactly where we're going, I can't say. But we might even leave the USA. Brand new game that I just want to play. I know you used to be running or screaming and crying, cause you've got a whole day and I've got mine.
Go, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, Going Up the Country. Yes, something a little bit more modern. We don't often play modern stuff, but that one happens to be on 78, as is all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Because they release their albums as albums of 78. And their latest one was called Smoking in Heaven, and it was an album of 7 78s. Yeah,
I've got the first one. I haven't got the second.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more expensive, the second one.
Yeah,
because it had cover, coloured cover, and all that stuff as well. But interesting record. Anyway, we're going to have one from our guests. I think we'll probably have time for maybe one more after this, guys. So
okay.
This presumably is the request, which you're desperately trying to remember how to do.
We are. We don't usually put harp on this one either.
No, but we'll attempt to do that. Yes, we'll attempt that.
All right. And what's it called again?
Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl.
Yes.
Right. Let's have a listen.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Ooh.
I don't know why we're getting feedback. We shouldn't be getting feedback.
Are we ready?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I come home with you? Tell your mama and your daddy you're a little schoolboy too. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I come home with you? Tell your mama and your daddy I'm a little schoolboy too. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I come home with you? And I'm gonna buy me an airplane, fly it all over this town. Tell everybody, baby, that you're putting me down. Good morning, little schoolgirl. I wanna come home with you. Tell your mama and your daddy, oh, I'm a little schoolboy too. Good morning, little schoolgirl.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
There we go, harmonica rag, and that was Max Galdray. I did promise that we'd play some Max Galdray, and I kind of remember that from being a nipper, really, because that was the sound of radio, because they used that pretty much in most sort of radio programs. It was either Max Galdray on The Goon Show or...
Ray Ellington did The Goons, didn't he,
Tommy Riley yep. was the other one. And it was that kind of... harmonica sound you heard as incidental music on a lot of those kind of programs of the time. Right, okay, well, we got time for should we have we've got 10 minutes left. Let's have another blues record. This is Wine Oh Wine, and who's this one by, Darren?
This is by Jerry Boogie McCann.
Do you know Jerry Boogie McCann? So this is going to be a new one on you, I think.
It's fairly new, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not that new. It's from the 1940s. anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Let's have a little listen.
Tired, broken, busted. Ain't got a lousy dime. Keep a job nowhere. Can't quit drinking that wine. I want some wine, 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 wine. Wine, 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 wine. Wine, oh, wine. Make me feel so fine. Some people say love is a gamble, but I say love is a sin.
There we go. So, Jerry Boogie McCain, and we think it was Sonny Boy Williamson on the harmonica, and that's the opinion of my experts in the studio, and it kind of seems to be confirmed by what the Google box tells me as well. So there we go. Right, we've got time for one more live one from you guys. What are you going to finish on?
Okay, this is a Chicago classic. It's Rock Me Baby. This is normally our encore with the Untouchables. And anybody that feels like they wanted to dance throughout the evening and didn't, this is the point where they nearly always get up and jump about.
Right.
And it's a real grinder, if you like, and a great Chicago shuffle.
What's it called?
Rock Me Baby.
Ah, yes.
You gotta rock me. Rock me all night long. Yeah, rock me. Like my back ain't got no bone. Yeah, thrill me. Thrill me, thrill me, thrill me all night long. You gotta roll me.
roaming like a wagon wheel. Yeah, roaming, roaming like a wagon wheel. Yeah, thrill me all night long. I want you to rock me all night long. Yeah, yeah, rock me, honey, like my back ain't got no bone. Yeah, I want you to thrill me, baby. Yeah, thrill me all night long. Like a wagon wheel. Yeah, yeah, roaming, roaming like a man of steel. Yeah, thrill me, honey, all night long.
Stuff. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks very much for coming all the way from where to be with us tonight. It's been great. And I just had an email from Hillary saying, a great show, guys. Loving the harmonica. Thanks. There we go. Well, we got time for just maybe one, maybe two more records. So we're going to go straight into them. This is one that I remember from my very youngest days. It was always played on Junior Family Choice. And this is Vernon Delhart with The Runaway Train.
Was in the year of 89 on that old Chicago line when the winter wind was blowing shrill. The rails were froze, the wheels were cold, and then the air brakes wouldn't hold, and number 9 came roaring down the hill. Oh, the runaway train came down the track and she blew. The runaway train came down the track and she blew. The runaway train come down the track, the whistle wide and the throttle back, and she blew. Oh, the engineer said the train must halt, and she blew. The engineer said the train must halt, and she blew. The engineer said the train must halt. He said it was all the fireman's fault, and she blew, 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 blew. The fireman said he rang the bell and she blew. The fireman said he rang the bell and she blew. The fireman said he rang the bell. The engineer said you did like, and she blew. Oh, the porter got an awful fright and she blew. The porter got an awful fright and she blew. The porter got an awful fright. He got so scared that he turned white and she blew.
Ah, yes, there we go, Vernon Delhart. After this show finishes, we're going to go off air, I'm afraid, for about 5 minutes while we do some technical adjustments to our equipment here in the studios. And so we're just going to take you up to the hour with a little bit of Muddy Waters, Just Make Love to Me. We'll see you next time where we've got a really good show lined up, where we've got a special 30s show where we've got live guests in the studios. They are the son and the grandson of Ronald Frankau, so that's going to be a show to look out for. In the meantime, this is Muddy Waters.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to wake all day. I don't want you to be true. I just want to make love to you. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you